It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Today we begin a week diving into primary races for Wisconsin State Treasurer. We're hosting a series of interviews ahead of the vote that happens August 14th. The Morning Show and Central Time are bringing you conversations with candidates in contested primaries. Today, we're going to be talking with Travis Hartwig, and we want to know what questions you have for him. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Email is ideas@wpr.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Travis Hartwig is a Republican candidate for state treasurer. He earned a bachelor's degree, or he earned bachelor's degrees in finance and business economics at Carroll University, and he was most recently a mutual fund administrator. He faces Jill Milleys in the Republican primary on August 14th. Travis Hartwig, welcome to the Morning Show.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me on.
So why are you running for state treasurer?
Well, this position came up to get eliminated this spring, and I actually voted to eliminate it. In its current state, it doesn't make sense for taxpayers. And sitting there and watching that vote go through, I wanted to make sure that going forward, that we're making the state treasurer work again for the state of Wisconsin, and we're making sure that going forward, this position is contributing again and respecting taxpayers.
Okay, so you supported eliminating the office. Why run for an office that you didn't want to keep? I mean, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah, well, this position in its current state, I thought it made sense to eliminate it because of the little work it was doing and the amount of salary and the amount of cost that this office has. Voters, on the other hand, determined, one second here, the voters determined that they wanted to keep this office. They saw the use that this office used to have and can have going forward. And I wanted to make sure that going forward, this office provides that that benefit to the taxpayers again.
So what duties specifically would you want to restore to the state treasurer's office?
Well, I want to do three things. I want to, first of all, I want to assist in state audits. I think that we need an elected person representing our taxpayers and our citizens in our state audits, making sure that that process goes smoothly and making sure that it's accurately reported on. I also want to cut bureaucracy by moving some of the tasks that are currently in the hands of unelected bureaucrats back to the state treasurer's office. And on that task, we're going to need help from the legislator, actually independently justifying each task that comes back. We're not going to move tasks back just because they sound great in campaign talking bites. We want to make sure that every task coming back to this office makes sense here. And then the last part of this is we really want to make this a taxpayer watchdog. We want to make sure that we're looking out for taxpayers and finding ways to cut government spending anywhere we can, whether that's in this office or in other offices.
So just so I understand this, if you restore some of this of the state treasurer's duties, we'll actually save money.
If we are able to, the taxpayer portion of this is we want to actually look out for taxpayers. So we're looking at the entire government as a whole. We want to look for areas that we can call out government spending, and make sure that the taxpayers are being respected by their own government. And I think that this office is particularly positioned well to do that going forward. This is somebody that's not in your budget process. They do not have to negotiate line item by line item on what gets passed in a budget. This is an independent third party that can look at it and go, these are the line items that shouldn't have made it in your budget. And these are the line items that we want to push hard to make sure don't make it in your next budget.
All right, we're talking with Travis Hartwig, who's a candidate for state treasurer, a Republican candidate for state treasurer in the August 14th primary. We're wondering what questions you have, 800-642-1234. Travis, you ran into some issues with your former employer over your decision to run for this office. Exactly what happened?
Yes, absolutely. I actually reached out for prior approval, and I had that prior approval in early April before I decided to run for this office. And as the campaign progressed, a little bit later in early June, they came to me and they said that they had an issue with me running and that they would prefer, they actually asked me to either resign my position at U.S. Bank or to leave the race. And they actually offered to help me write the wording for leaving the race, which to me stuck up a red flag, and I said that this situation doesn't seem right. So I went out and sought legal advice, and they said, don't let this happen to you. This is a U.S. Bank is falling on a conflict of interest issue here. The state treasurer's office does not conflict with U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is the state's bank, but the state treasurer's office, with the limited tasks that it has at the moment, we were not finding any direct conflict of interest. And then we were also looking at other cases where actually running for the position is not a conflict, regardless of if your current position conflicts. It's, for example, I was actually speaking to somebody that was a clerk of a court the other day, and they actually are working in that department currently. Going forward, they are able to run for that office, and they would be, that is not conflicting with their current role. So U.S. Bank actually has employees that work in public office, and they actually encourage it in some cases. And I wanted to make sure that they are applying their rule, their policy equally from all employees.
Do you still intend to go forward with a lawsuit on this issue?
There's a complaint currently filed with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Board, and we want to make sure that we go through the required processes with this. We want to make sure that we hold them accountable as well. If somebody was running for school board, they might not bring up an issue with this. And we want to make sure that we are not discouraging people from running for public office. We want to make sure that we are encouraging everybody and all the qualified candidates we can to get involved in their local communities and make a difference.
A spokesperson for U.S. Bank told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that while they couldn't comment on the specific case, they have a, quote, strong conflict of interest policy, end quote, to ensure the bank is able to operate ethically and transparently. The issue seemed to be around the fact that U.S. Bank is bidding on a contract to supply credit and debit cards for state government. That's a pretty large contract, and that supposedly was the reason that they felt this was a conflict of interest. Obviously, you disagree. Let's talk a little bit about the role of, as you see it, of accountability in this position. How would you hold yourself accountable to the taxpayers of Wisconsin if you were elected state treasurer?
Well, I think that starts by independently justifying absolutely every line item. Currently, this office is a shell, but we want to make sure that going forward, this person's providing the services that they're already being paid for, and we want to make sure that going forward, each of the tasks that come back to this office actually make sense in this office. For example, unclaimed property was one of the last tasks removed from this office. It was removed because in using the Department of Revenue, the Department of Revenue has the last place you filed taxes and your Social Security number. That's an easier and more effective and efficient way for us to get money back to citizens in the state of Wisconsin. Using your state treasurer in that case, currently they have an obligation to promote that program, and I think we can definitely do more to do that and get more money back to our citizens in our state of Wisconsin. But I want to make sure that we're actually looking at the ideas and making sure that we can do things either more efficiently or effective through this office, or we have a reason to move them. For example, actually being having an elected person representing this, somebody can call and make sure that this task is being taken care of. And I think if we actually take that approach to government as a whole and we independently justify all expenditures, we'd be in a much better shape.
We have a caller with what I think is an interesting question. Mark is with us in Richland Center. Mark, we're almost out of time for this segment, so please be brief. What's your question?
Yeah, the candidate just said that the U.S. Bank, the bank called U.S. Bank, is the state's bank, but it's not. It's a private bank. And so what does the candidate think if the state actually owned its own bank like the Republican state of North Dakota does?
Great question, Mark. I appreciate you calling in this morning. I want to answer that question currently. I want to make sure that, just like the last question I answered, I want to make sure that everything is independently justified. So I think that is something we can look at and see if there's somewhere we can save money. A lot of these things, especially with these smaller banks or state-owned banks, they outsource a lot of the tasks anyway. And we want to make sure that the entire idea of moving to a state bank is something that saves taxpayers money and provides more accountability to their government. Currently, we want to make sure that that contract with U.S. Bank is held accountable for what they are promising, and we want to make sure it's the best deal that's out there. That is something we could look into with a state bank, but we'd have to actually be able to do a financial analysis on that and see if the benefits
okay.
from that kind of relationship.
Travis, thank you for joining us. We're out of time for this segment. Appreciate you being here with us this morning on The Morning Show. That was Travis Hartwig, Republican primary candidate for Wisconsin State Treasurer. He faces Jill Milleis in the August 14th primary. The winner of that race will face off against a Democratic candidate, and we'll hear from all the candidates over the next week on the Ideas Network. Coming up next, Wisconsin taxpayers are offering financial incentives, or they may be, to Kimberly Clark. I'm John Munson. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.